So you've okay. had some nightmare, sort of vivid nightmare.
But it was so epic. Yeah. I need to share it.
Yeah.
And see why you think I had it, because, you know, we do this dream and nightmare analysis and it can be all this deep subconscious stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And all right, so go from the start.
I woke up, this was Monday morning that I woke up to this, and I was like, well, I'm so glad I woke up.
Mm.
I was strapped into a roller coaster. Now, I did not, there is no what? Start of this nightmare. I did not walk onto
Hang on.
A ride.
You just, the start of this is you're in a roller coaster.
Yeah, I'm in a roller coaster.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
And I'm just, it just starts with me on it. But the thing is,
right.
I'm about to go upwards. You know how they do like the big drops? But it's the roller coaster. It's not just an up and down. So it's like all over the short. But there's the whole up and then there's going to be this huge drop where you lose your stomach.
Yes.
That's what happens,
yes.
right? Except my roller coaster is setting off out to the galaxies, the universe. I am in the dark. There are stars and planets and, yeah, galaxies. It is
what?
A beautiful sight. Like, it is amazing.
Yeah.
And I can see this roller coaster going forever. Like Earth is down, like, in this tiny dot. And guess what, Banksy? I can see the trail. I'm going up and up and up to these galaxies, and then I'm going to go down and down and down.
So you're on a cosmic roller coaster.
Yes, I was.
Far out.
It was real.
And you started there. There was no, like, lead
I
up to it.
I started there.
Yeah. Okay.
And then my brain, like, I'm in there going, no, I will not survive this. Like, I'm flat out dealing with normal roller coaster.
Hang on.
You can imagine the size and the length of this thing that it's going for. Like, I'm going to die. It's not just my stomach dropping, it's going to just, like, I don't know, fall out of me.
Hang on, it's
crazy.
It's the fear of that gut feeling going
yes.
down and
oh,
down and down.
Mate.
Not the fact that
it was like no end.
Yeah, I can't breathe in the cosmos.
No, I could breathe. I know, right?
There's no
So
atmosphere.
It was really beautiful. So then I did what I would do regularly anyway in a situation that was, like, stressful.
Yeah.
Not so much close my eyes, but breathe, just deep breaths to get through it
what
and, like, control myself.
Nightmare.
So I started kicking into that and I was like, right, I'm just going to have to close my eyes because I don't want to know when the drop starts because I'm not going to handle
you
it.
You started Lamar's, like, right.
And then I woke up.
Woosa,
so
woosa.
The thing is, I'm not sure whether it was too much Mario Kart Rainbow Road on the weekend or maybe watching Thor and seeing them on the Bifrost. And then the ridiculous amount of Easter eggs.
I think it's a combination of all of those things.
And even there's a possible trip to Movie World coming up where, of course, there are probably roller coasters.
Dream Dr. Ray, analyse Pinky on a cosmic roller coaster.
Yeah, what's going on there?
What does this mean?
I know exactly what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's Pinky wanting to get out of the crap that's going on in the world. She wants to get out into the space where there's none of this going on. She'd rather put up with going up and down and round and round and round and up and down and up and down.
In the universe. Well, I have to say it was very peaceful and quiet.
Well,
and I would agree with that.
And
I
remember,
the world's pretty gross.
And remember, they do say in space, no one can catch COVID-19.
Well, that would be true, yeah, because nobody throws it up there.
That's right. And look, I have that similar feeling as well, but not just as intense. It's more like a cosmic merry-go-round. George has an idea.
Dream Dr. George, how are you? Please analyse that.
Sensational. What you're looking for is some excitement in your life. I'm going, if you didn't have a pun, I'd be it.
Wow, that's an interesting offer and analysis this morning, George.
It's more like an elevator, not a roller coaster.
I did start thinking my life had become like there's like no drama going on, which was my goal, which, like, you're right. So therefore, it's not very exciting.
Yeah. No, well, you go to the laundromat to, you know, to meet
you
people.
You go to the laundromat.
I'm a content creator, so I have to get out there and do things, Georgie. It's not because I'm desperate for contact.
And that's why you need to meet me. But yeah, like, I'm not into. If you're partnered up, I'm not into it. You know? But,
your dream world is just about to fall.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.
Triple M.